Hey everyone, Laura Bennett here. Buckle up because today we're diving into something super important. Navigating those tricky emotions that life throws our way. You know, the ones that make us want to hide under the covers with a pint of ice cream and binge watch everything on Netflix. Yeah, those feelings. Trust me, I get it. We all have them. But what if I told you there's a way to handle those emotional storms with a little more grace and ease? That's right, folks. It's about learning to ride the wave instead of being tossed around by it. Because let's face it, life isn't always sunshine and rainbows. There are going to be tough times, moments that make you question everything, days when you feel like giving up. But what separates those who crumble from those who rise? It's all about how we handle those difficult emotions. So here are 5 key takeaways that can help you navigate those emotional rapids with a little more flow. First things first, acknowledging your feelings is crucial. Ever felt like you were suppressing emotions, pretending everything was okay when deep down, it wasn't? You know that feeling, right? Walling it up doesn't make it go away, it just builds up pressure, creating a bigger explosion later on. So give yourself permission to feel those things, sadness, anger, frustration, whatever comes your way. Don't judge yourself for having these emotions, they are a natural part of the human experience. Next up, practice self-compassion. You wouldn't berate your best friend for having a rough day, would you? So why do we often treat ourselves so harshly when we're feeling down? Talk to yourself with kindness and understanding, just like you would talk to a loved one going through a tough time. Remember, you're doing the best you can, and that's enough. Now find healthy outlets for your emotions. Exercise, journaling, spending time in nature, these are all amazing ways to process what you're feeling without letting it consume you. Think of it like this. Your emotions are like energy. Find constructive ways to channel the energy instead of letting it build up and explode. Another important tip is to learn about cognitive reframing. This means challenging those negative thought patterns that keep dragging you down. When you catch yourself thinking something like, "I'm a complete failure," ask yourself, "Is that really true? What evidence do I have to support that thought?" Often, we're our own worst critics, and learning to reframe those thoughts can make a world of difference. And finally, don't be afraid to seek professional help. If you're struggling to cope with your emotions on your own, there's no shame in reaching out for support. Therapists are amazing resources who can provide guidance, tools, and strategies to help you navigate those tough times. You know that feeling when you have a project due, but everything seems overwhelming? Maybe it's a big work presentation, or maybe it's organizing your entire house. The sheer thought of it makes you want to crawl under the covers and pretend it doesn't exist. That's where those difficult emotions come into play. You might feel stressed, anxious, even paralyzed by fear. But instead of letting those feelings take over, imagine if you could approach that task with a sense of calm and clarity. Here's what I did the last time I was facing a similar situation. I broke down the project into smaller, more manageable steps. It felt less daunting when I realized I wasn't tackling the whole thing at once. I also made sure to schedule breaks throughout the day, giving myself time to recharge and clear my head. And guess what? I finished the project feeling accomplished and empowered. By navigating those difficult emotions with a sense of purpose and self-care, I turned that overwhelming task into a win. So remember, acknowledging your feelings, practicing self-compassion, finding healthy outlets, reframing negative thoughts, and seeking support when needed are your secret weapons for navigating those tricky emotions with ease. Don't let those tough moments define you. Use them as opportunities to grow, learn, and become even stronger. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one thing you're going to try this week to handle those difficult emotions with a little more grace? Share your thoughts in the comments below. And don't forget to subscribe for daily doses of positivity and motivation to help you navigate life's ups and downs. Until next time, stay awesome.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.